This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What have you been doing besides...
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, man? How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I kind of got back from a trip. I kind of did one of those, like, I'm going off the grid thing for, like, 6 days. It felt like I was there for a month, but I'm feeling good. But it's just crazy, dude. Like, I mean, this is really, like, the first time that I'm talking pretty much publicly about this Sabbath thing, you know, with you and with you guys. And it's just, I don't know. Let me explain. Like, we got the email, right? And I didn't respond to it for like 3 days because I'm like, is this a joke?
Right.
But it was just like, it's an unfathomable dream, you know, like if, when I was 13, like, you couldn't even cook up that dream because it's just impossible.
No, it's too much to fathom that you would be asked to do that, because it is. And I'm, for one, like, for me, it's so, I don't connect to celebrities that I don't know well. Like, if it's not a friend, I don't emotionally connect. But with Ozzy, man, it's so deep with me because I loved him so much as a kid, and it was scary, but it was great, but it wasn't. And the idea that he is going to not perform anymore, I mean, it really emotionally, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's such a sweet man, and I'm sure you've met him before. He's the sweetest, kindest man. I can tell you, over the years, all these decades of Ozzy, right? Like, being in this radio bank game, back when he was doing in stores with records, with radio stations. Back when the other day, I opened up a poster tube. I was looking through some stuff, Lizzie, and I found a poster from the No More Tours tour. He signed to me, to Johnny, best wishes, Ozzy Osbourne, in that super shaky hand. Like, and I was like, I forgot it was in the tube. Like, I'll have to send you a picture today, but from 1991.
That's incredible.
So I get it, man. When you answer, what do you say? Do you say yes? You say, what do I have to do? What do I?
Well, I mean, obviously, it was a resounding yes. But it's the crazy thing that was going through my mind was that, you know, we opened up for Heaven and Hell in 2009,
right?
And that ended up being Ronnie James Dio's last show.
That's
so
right.
The fact that we are, you know, we've been, you know, I mean, we're so honored to actually to be a part of this event and kind of, you know, help give the send off to one of the, you know, most iconic and greatest vocalists in all of rock and roll. But that kind of bookend perspective, really, I mean, that's what the guys and I have been like kind of hit real hard with us, like on a personal level, like,
right.
You couldn't have it just feels like it's kind of meant to be, but it's also, you know, it's melancholy and it's sad, but it's also like, we're so proud to have been, just the universe placing us here.
Yes.
And in both of those spots, you know?
Oh, 'cause I was worried that he wasn't going to get the last show. So
yeah.
When they announced, I was like, yes, 'cause you know, Ozzy, like, It's funny because we all feel like we know him because of all the years of listening and the interviews and the television shows. But in my heart, I was like, man, he just needs one more show. He can still sing. He's just got problems with his legs. Like, he's got to get out there and do it. This is all he knows. This is all he knows. This is all he believes in. And, you know, and Ozzy represents so much to us, all of us, right? Like, he was scary. Remember when Diary of a Madman came out? Even after Blizzard, Diary of a Madman scared me as a kid. I used to sit in my room and stare at that album cover and turn it over on the back and look at the differences in the two pictures and listen to the, you know, the lyrics and the way Diary of a Madman fired up. And it was terrifying and awesome at the same time, like a carnival ride.
It's the Prince of Darkness, man.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's funny because even before I listened to the first Ozzy, you know, before I was introduced to Ozzy, I heard about the Prince of Darkness.
Right.
Everyone's like, oh, and I'm like, wait, is that something in like the nightmares? Like when I was a kid, like you didn't get the connection until like somebody's like, no, actually here's the album. And like, this is what that is. But yeah, I mean like we've like one of my favorite songs of all time is No More Tears, you know, because nobody writes songs like that anymore. The arrangement, the offshoots, you know, of the different musical parts, like the time signature changes. And then it just being this incredible, you know, pop song as well in the chorus. It's like, come on, you know, nobody does that stuff anymore. And it's, you know, what people don't understand too, like with musicians is that you can't just be like, yeah, this is going to be my last show. Like, I wonder what's going through his head and what's going through the guy's heads. Like, because for me, it's like, it's not, music just doesn't just leave you, you know, if you just decide that like, okay, we're not going to have a show anymore or we're not going to like go out and play shows anymore. It's just a, I don't know. It's just a wild thing to wrap my head around.
No, it is crazy. And the fact that you are going to go play it, because, you know, look at the lineup on that. Metallica. I mean, they're going to do an Ozzy set, a Sabbath set, and again, I'm speculating on what they'll actually do, but we know Metallica's playing, Slayer's playing, Pantera's playing, Gojira, Alice in Chains, Lamb of God, Anthrax, Mastodon, you know, you, Hailstorm, all these bands. I mean,
and then and Tom Morello is helping kind of put everything together, and he's going to be involved as well. And Tom called me up and has asked me to be a part of the house band. So he's like, "Hey, are you ready to like do anything that I throw at you?" And I'm like, "Yes, sir,
Mr. Morello." Dude.
So it's like, dude, I mean, on a personal level for me, I'm honored to be a part of this incredible event. But then also, this is me kind of ultimate, like I'm getting to prove myself to my idols at this show.
Yes.
I'm getting and just the fact that I'm getting that type of respect from these people that have been there, done that, legendary cats, like to be asked. Also to be, this is what I've been told as of this week, I think I'm the only woman there, which is incredible as well. Like, just to be able to represent that. But, I mean, Johnny,
to be that guitar
player, you know,
I thought the same thing when I heard, and you just said, they asked me to be, Morello asked me to be part of the house band. You know, that means they looked at you and they said, what they saw is a talent that can play Randy, that can play Jake, that can play Zach, that goes through all those eras. And I mean, that is no punk. That is no be, I mean, that, you have to be so capable for them to say, because it's the root of all things Ozzy, obviously his vocals, but the second in that line is the riff, the guitar, the solo, everything. So that, you're right, that kind of respect, that's so far beyond, let's get this Grammy Award winner, let's get this, she's a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, we have to have this talent to be a part of this show, because it's he's always been known for guitar players.
It's pretty amazing. And like I said, when that stuff first started trickling in, I'm like, wait, are you sure they're talking to me? But at the same time, it's like, it kind of makes me feel like, you know, I am inherently humble, and it takes a village to break a band, the whole thing. But you know, I've done some stuff, and I'm really proud of all the things that I've earned and that I've done. And this is just one of those things that, like, I you just can't believe it, you know.
Yeah,
and
no,
but
I love
but
it,
also
man.
Like, just to be able to send, you know, these guys off as one of the greatest, well, if the greatest, the ultimate, you know, the godfathers of heavy metal themselves.
You have to,
just to be a part of that is just incredible.
Side note, steal everything, everything, every laminate, every sign, everything. Yeah. Like, steal it all, man. You got to bring it all home, like everything that's not.
All the napkins.
All of it, man, because this is going to be, you know, this will be one of the big five memories like that, you know. And but you have earned this. And again, if you're joining the show, Lizzie from Hailstorm's with us. And you think about that little kid, we were talking about it earlier this morning, that grew up different than all the other little girls. You moved to a new town, that story about you bringing the Alice Cooper album to that sleepover, and all the girls kind of goofed on you. And, you know, we all remember what it felt like to be a kid and to be outside the group and not be part of it. And we wanted to fit in, you wanted to have friends and all the things. So to watch this happen, like this validation, but you had to, man, you think about how hard you got to work to make it to this point, to get a record deal, to get a band together, to become talented enough to hone your craft, to become a force musically. And then if you're lucky, somebody will care. But the odds of it being with Ozzy and Sabbath at the final show, it's you can't even calculate that, man. You can't. And I mean, what are the odds are? Do you think that there's any chance to do any duets? Or are they talking about, or can we even talk about anything?
They're definitely talking about that, it's amazing. I'm waiting for Tony Iommi to finish up the set list, which is amazing to me. I'm like, of course. Let him write it out and then let me know, you know, but it's like those kind of little moments. And, you know, you said something amazing, like, whereas when I was a kid, I mean, these were my friends, you know, these records and these rock stars, these were like the people that I saw myself reflected in and wanted to be like, and all of that. So, you know, the fact that it's real and that I, again, that little 13-year-old self is like, hey, you know, I've worked really hard to do what I love for, not just do what I love for a living, but like make it to a point where people notice. And now I'm getting the respect of my idols, man.
That's crazy.
It's like, that's just incredible. So anyway.
No, I love, listen, this is all the awesome stuff I was thinking. The second I saw the news break, those are all the things I started to think of. And just like, man, what a ride this is going to be. You know, Ozzy, to me, like, I remember walking into Bark at the Moon tour at Municipal Auditorium here in Kansas City. And Motley was opening on Shout. And I remember being completely effed up inside because the thought, as I walked through the door and handed him my ticket that I'd been staring at for 2.5 months, and I walked in and I went, I'm in the same building as Ozzy Osbourne. I'm in the same building. And just the fact that I was within the same four walls, I was like, I'm in the same building as Ozzy. And I mean, I was completely enamored of that idea. And I mean, of course, he was terrifying. And, you know, you come down, you see the Bark of the Moon tour, and he came down the big stairs and had the big bats at the end of the stairway, which now in retrospect look like nuns doing aerobics. But it's it was still like, it was, but he's such an icon and such a sweet man over the years that the few times we've been able to talk, or he came in and did record store release parties with us. There's a photograph of me before I even got to the Rock hugging him. I worked for this other Z-Rock station. And I'm clearly hugging Ozzy way too hard because I thought it was the last time I'd ever see him again. Because they called it the No More Tours tour. Remember? On No More Tears.
Oh, yeah.
And
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I thought that would be it. But he played this little place called Memorial Hall on that tour, 3,500 people. And we got to go backstage, and I have to find this picture and send you a copy because I'm clearly hugging Ozzy far too hard. Like, way too hard, man. Because I was emotional, man. It's going to be beautiful for you. There's no way you make it through this without tears.
Oh yeah, absolutely not. You know, it's crazy, and it's funny because I had a little trip last week, and I actually met a friend of Kelly Osbourne's, and he's like, oh my god, like we used to tell her I say hi, you know. And I'm assuming she's going to be there to support her dad and everybody, but I'm definitely. Look, I've gotten much more comfortable with crying in public over the last, probably since I turned 40. There will be tears. Yes, absolutely. But it's, but just like what a great thing and what an honor to be able to celebrate their legacy. And I mean, for heaven's sake, the first riff I ever learned was, you know, Heaven Hell. You know, it's like that's of course that's a little backwards in the timeline with Ozzy, but man, it's you know, Black Sabbath was, you know, my ABCs, you know,
of course,
like that's
man.
What it is. And I'm just so glad to be able to share that with you too, man, because I know how much,
how much it means to you.
Oh, I love
and
this for you
how much
so
we
much,
mean to man. Each other, you and I, and the journey that you and I have been on. And so, yeah, let's throw a party. I don't know.
I know. Well, let's talk about this other stuff, because you've been, and this is, let me tell you this, watching you, because there's nothing more terrifying than leaving yourself open, right? When you become successful like you guys have become, as Hailstorm, as a Grammy Award winning multi-platinum, everything that you guys do, when you get into something else and it's not what people expect you to do, it is, man, it's scary. Anybody can say whatever they want, but it's still, I know it hurts. It always hurts somebody if somebody mocks you or says it's not good or comes after you for it. So what was the old saying my Uncle Paul used to say? He said, it isn't a big deal to walk through the wrong door. It's a big deal to stay in the wrong room.
Yeah.
And you are one of those people, like, you'll walk straight in. This new poetry you've been releasing, like, this is, it's not all flowery. Like, it's heavy, real life. It's you. It's your world. Like, it's not how you imagine another human being's life. Like, when I read it, I hear what you're saying.
Thank you. You know, my mom gave me this big box of, like, all this old, like, lyrics and poetry that she had found from, like, when I was, like, 13 through, like, 16. And what I realized while I was reading through it was how important the poetry is to my process for writing songs. I used to call them skeleton songs.
Sure.
Because it was like, I never considered myself a poet, but I was just like, okay, here's kind of like a rant with some rhymes and like whatever. And then I would take that and then simplify it and turn it into a rock song. And when we got signed, you know, once I was like, okay, I'm a professional now, like I kind of put a lot of poetry on the back burner because I'm like, well, why do that when I should just like, just write the song, you know? And so I got pretty good at skipping that step. But it wasn't until this last album that we just recorded, it's all finished. We're getting mixes back as we speak. It's like, it's what's happening with this new album. But it wasn't until I was doing this last album that I was really like, you know what? I need to do that first. You know, so all of the, you know, all of the songs on this new album started out as my poetry, my thoughts, you know, early morning thoughts, rants, all of that. And then I ended up, turning them into lyric fodder for all of these songs. And, it's just, again, like there is no skipping steps, you know, to get to where you want to go, where your heart wants to go with this art and with this music. So from there, I mean, it's just crazy. The floodgates have opened and I'm literally writing every day, which is why I'm posting so much, because I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Let's like see what this does. And also, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And I realize I battle the darkness better with my pen than with a podium, you know? So
you
it's like,
yeah.
if my poetry can bring a little bit of like hope to our little, to our freak family, or they can see themselves reflected in my darkness, in my hope or whatever it is I'm writing, then there we go. That's how I can contribute. You
yeah.
know?
Cause it's not the kind of poetry, like when somebody goes, oh, I'm going to write poetry. So many people write things in order to please others. They're going to put together
yeah.
a string of pleasant words and ideas and thoughts, and that's beautiful in its own way. It's great. But what this is, it's this is spoken word. This is a stream of consciousness. It's yes, it's poetry. And but it's really just about you and pain and all the things that we all feel. We're all the same. We all have it. We're just not able to, you know, I think articulate it most of the time, or we're
yeah.
definitely afraid to say it out loud.
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about getting older, Jenny, is that I don't give a rip about that stuff anymore.
That's right. That's right.
I'm like, you know what? It's like it's my life. It's the way I want to conduct myself. And you know what? To be honest, like there's always going to be someone that's going to hate it. And I don't care, because there's always on the opposite end going to be somebody that needs it or that loves it. So all that really matters is, do I like it, and is it something that I want to put out there in the world? And so we even got to the point where there's a poem that I was writing in the studio, and we ended up recording that underneath this kind of instrumental part in one of our songs, and we kind of pitched it down. It sounds all crazy. I don't know, some kind of Black Sabbath tricks and stuff like that, but inspiration, but...
No, I think
it's all a part of me.
Well, that's you're such a different person to me in terms of a musician. So many musicians, and if you're just joining the show, Lizzie from Hailstorm, that's who we're talking to right now, because we're going all over the place. Most musicians, you want to get a record deal, then you get a manager tell you to do it a certain way. And don't ever break that bubble. You've got to have an image, and you can never break that image, and you can never be human, right? So I've watched you always reach out, especially young girls, to younger people who might be fighting with a feeling of darkness, of being unsure, of being insecure, and you have done nothing but help those guys. Like, so many people are afraid to be that and go, hey, no, me too. Like, sometimes I feel dark. Like, if you think I haven't thought, hey, man, maybe would it be easier if I didn't live on this planet anymore, if I was gone? And who am I? Like, you've always been unequivocally honest, and that is to be vulnerable in a way, and people throw that word around, but I mean vulnerable in a way where you open yourself up to the truest you and let a world kick you in the ass. And man, I'll tell you, when you can survive that for the greater good of just being honest, that's something to me.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, you know what I discovered is that people that become rock stars or all of a sudden we're in this business, and the music is now your career, and you have a fan base, and you think about it the wrong way. You're thinking about, like, wow, I really have to be an example. I have to pretend I have to be as perfect as I possibly can be. I can't do this. I can't do that. Definitely don't want to show my bad side because I could get canceled.
Right.
You know, all this stuff. Like, you're so worried about what other people think, whereas it's actually the opposite is true. You create a deeper relationship with your fan base, and you attract more people by being yourself, because they don't want to see this God on a pedestal that they can never attain to. They want to see, oh, wow, yeah, she's awesome, and, like, she's doing what she loves, but she's also broken, and she's like me, and she gets depressed, too, and look at this, you know. And so there's that deeper bond, like, she or he is like me.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to figure that out, because there was a period of time in my 30s where I, like, had, went through this imposter syndrome situation, and also, like, trying so hard to be everything for everybody else. And I'm like, you know what? I can't physically do that. And you know what? I don't care what happens. I'm going to shed that skin and be, and then what I discovered was that now, I mean, our fan base doesn't only like us for our music or because we have songs or because they connect with this or that. They love us because they saw themselves reflected in us and reflected in me and said, okay, me too. You know, so it's just it's a beautiful back and forth. And I would have never known that if I had just kept putting that wall up or hide behind that veil.
That's it. And once the skeletons are out, you can't hurt me. I've already said everything about myself that can be said. Like, so, I mean, and I mean that. Like, once you lay it all out and you go, really? What are you going to say about me that I haven't already said?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I've already done to myself.
That's it. Well, that's it. And I mean, that's. And it's fun to watch you and Joe go out and do those living room shows. Like that's, you know, I assume that's just to get that warm up, to get that juice flung again, to get that, remind yourself of what it's like to get out there and be afraid, because you don't, this isn't what you normally do. You have a band and you have a set list and it's a machine, right? Like, when that rolls out, to just go, we're going to go out and just, man, we're going to just do it and feel what feels right. And that's good for your heart. That's good for everything, to be a little bit afraid again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't really know I didn't have, like, a character that I was trying to, like, put on that tour, because I wasn't, you know, I know I'm like, oh, I can't be like what I normally kind of put on. Like, I can't be that, like, thing that I normally put on stage.
Sure.
You know, which has kind of slowly but surely become, like, less of a put on and more of a, like, who am I today? I'm just going to be that, you know, that's why I wear weird stuff every night. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, different outfit. Here we go. But it was really neat to be vulnerable and to be open and not have, you know, any, you know, there's no drum kit. There's no big amplifiers to hide behind. Here's some stuff. I mean, I felt so comfortable with this beautiful freak family, fan base that we have surrounding us, that I would write a song during soundcheck. And then I'd be like, you want to hear it? Like, you're doing the show, you know,
yeah.
And knowing that it's just going to get out there on YouTube. And, like, I've never done that, you know, except for, like, maybe the last time I did that was when I was 14 playing in the bars, because I knew nobody, like, they would care. But, you know, it's like, it's just amazing when you're able to be a little, I'm in a beautiful position right now, and I'm proud to say that I'm probably the most free than I really ever have been. And
I will say,
and then all this cool stuff is happening. Like, wow, you know, 2025, you're the storm.
I will tell you, you drive record people and some management crazy, and I have no doubt about that. Where they're like, God damn it! Because listen, this is against everything they'll tell you to do. You know, when you're yourself, when you're doing it for free, when you're out there and you don't care who records what, and you're honest and you're really doing it. But you're right. Don't you? You do notice all of a sudden all this good stuff is coming back to you. Those other musicians that asked you to be a part of this, Tom Morello, Ozzy, Sharon Osbourne, the people making the decisions see you and they know you're the real deal. You're honest. It's genuine. And that's what they respect. And man, there's no higher accolade. There's nothing. There's no reward higher than that.
It's true. Yeah. You can like count all the stuff and like, oh, here's all the songs on the radio. Here's the Grammy. Here's all like, no, that's what this is about. That's what personally, you know, you're always striving for, like just to be seen and to be like, not even understood, but respected for what you've done. And man, you know, that means a lot to me coming out of your mouth too, Johnny, because I know, you know, you've known me since I was a kiddo.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I'm still a kid in so many ways.
Sure, no, all of us, right?
The maturity level has not gotten any higher.
No, that's exactly right. The maturity level's not gotten higher. We're a little more fearless, maybe, and a little more willing to
yeah.
F around, but it's so much fun to watch again all of this stuff and to see it unfold. And this show with Sabbath is going to be just an Ozzy. The July 5th at Birmingham, the birthplace of Sabbath, and it's incredible. And the thing about, I don't know if you've ever met Sharon Osbourne, like she's terrifying. She's equal parts terrifying and amazing and incredible to me. Like, I can't tell you, every time we've ever crossed paths, I have so many different conflicting feelings because the stories about her, you ever hear the story about her, that promoter when she was first touring Ozzy, and she knew Ozzy had sold out 8 weeks prior, but the guy still tried to charge her for radio promotion. And she just kept kicking him in the balls over and over again till he literally physically kicked him down a flight of stairs, kicked him in the balls over and over again till she finally gave the money back. She is.
I've heard similar. I've never met her in person, but like, you know, we've kind of like floated around in similar circles and like over, you know, and all of that. So I'm looking forward to sitting and hanging with her because I have many similar stories that I've heard from all of my friends and it's like both parts, like she's a badass, but also she is brutal and you do not want to be on the bad side of
her.
You know?
No, there's that story in her book about her climbing up on her dad's statue. She found out her dad had been cheating, Don Arden, on her mother, and she was so mad that she climbed up on like this 10-foot statue in his living room, in his mansion, and pulled down her pants and pooped on it and crapped on the statue and went and just walked out of the house. Like, it's like, it's in her words. That's
so
her
this
words.
Wasn't even like after like she became like a professional or like a teenager. Like, no, she was just like that.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
No,
I think we're gonna get along fine.
Yeah, no, man. It's and how are all the guys? How is everything?
Oh, they're amazing. You know, RJ. RJ's doing great. The guys actually just came over yesterday. We're working on a couple different projects. I have my studio up and running. Like, everything sounds amazing. So we basically had decided we're not going to do demos anymore. If we're going to write, it's going to be write to tape, and so that's what we've been doing. And yeah, everyone's great. You know, my brother's in arms, and we're all so excited. And you know, we're getting like mixes back from the new album, and that's coming out at some point. I never have answers for that. I'm just like, I just want to hear the songs. But
before I let you go, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it's all exciting.
I forgot to ask you about, you're getting ready to open for Maiden on a whole string of dates through Europe.
Oh yeah, there's Maiden too. See, dude, there's like so much happening this
year. I know.
Year.
I'm like. By the way, because I'm if there's anything that is the same size as Ozzy and AC/DC for me, it's Iron Maiden. So I mean, I've got a 4-foot Eddie Iron Maiden skull, like the Power Slave skull, 4 foot tall in my living room. I'll send you a picture of this.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome,
dude. I am, and so the fact that you get to do it through Europe, which is
We're going on tour. It's great. Like, I'm designing all this clothing for that because I really want to kind of up the now and be like, if I'm on the same set as Eddie, what the hell do I want to look like? It's going to be fun. You know, and again, like, that's another thing. I'm like, when we got that email, like, oh, by the way, like, you guys are just opening up for Iron Maiden. I'm like, what? You know, because in the midst of this, you know, we were making our album, and so we were kind of in a bubble for a while. And as soon as we emerged into real life, it's like all this stuff is happening, the Maiden thing, and then directly after that, the Sabbath thing. And then, you know, there's just so much going on, which is amazing. And that's why we said this yesterday. I'm like, yeah, they keep saying it's the year of the snake, but I think it's the year of the storm at this point, the way this season's going.
No doubt.
Going to go to that.
But I'll tell you, if there's any lesson you guys listening can take away from this, it's you have to be fearless. You have to be unafraid to put it out there. And listen, some things you do will work. Some things will not work. Some things are going to be a failure, and everybody fails. You have to stop being afraid of failure. You got to be willing to walk through there. And what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
It doesn't turn out for you? Great. I'll do something else. But it's a series of that, but it's the people who never allow themselves to get up to the plate. Like when you put out Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, some people absolutely hated it. They went crazy. I was playing it. I was like, this is great. My girlfriend heard it and lost her goddamn mind. She thought it was incredible. She was, we like four times in a row in the car on the way home. And that's when I sent
that's
you that
so
text.
Cool.
I was like, man, but I love that stuff because it is all over the place. Like, yeah, some people, you knew, you had to know when you did it, some people are going to be super pissed off.
Oh, absolutely. It was polarizing as hell, you know, but all we knew is that we got a standing ovation from Brooks and Dunn themselves in the studio. So I'm like, well, at least they like it. But, but you know, the thing is that you can't be, it's like this weird thing. Like you can't figure out how to be brave to push through the fear. You become brave after you push through the fear. And it's not even the full brave. You just like keep gathering things like, okay, I did that hard thing. Now let's go into the next thing. It's always something hard, but you have to lean into it. And for us, it's like it's become kind of a, hey, I know this is going to be hard, but look at all these other things that I've survived through. Like we shouldn't be here.
That's right.
You know, we say that a lot. Like, we should not be here as a band. You know, myself personally, I've thought about that a lot, about even just, you know, existing as a human. Like I shouldn't be here after all that I've survived. But I am, and so that means that there's something else, and the whatever you want to call it, the universe or God or whoever, it's like it has a plan, you know, for me, and it has nothing to do with me. So who am I to be like, I'm scared? No, let's do it. Let's jump off the cliff. I hope I packed my parachute right.
That's right.
Keep going. So.
I love this, man. Listen, I just realized we've been going for 40 minutes.
I know. Sorry. We could talk all day.
No, I would do it to you, but I just, man, I don't want to take up your whole day, but I can't wait to see you, Lizzie. And July 5th is going to be insane in Birmingham. I'm still up in the air whether or not we're going to make it there. But we're looking at it for sure because it's just going to be so ridiculous, man. It's I think that thing may have already sold out. The pre-sale sold out in 2 hours.
Yeah, I know that, like, every time that, like, we talk about, like, oh, are we doing this? Are we bringing it? Like, I don't even know what we can do at this point. But I hope you get it there. But at the same time, I know it's going to be, like, broadcast and everything, so everyone will be able to see it. But, I'm so happy to be able to talk with you about it, of all people. And thank you so much for, like, just your kind words and just for, I can feel your pride.
Yeah, no, man, I love it for you guys. Like it makes me again. The best part of this life is watching good people do well. Like that's it gives everyone hope. It always does, man. It definitely does me.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I appreciate it. I love you, kid. And man, we'll catch up very soon.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I got to make a trip to your your compound at some point. Your museum of a house. You keep sending me pictures, and I'm like, I got to go there. Can I get tickets? I don't know.
So ridiculous, man. Well, you guys held it close. You'll be April 18th, right before you go out with
Maiden. Yeah.
You'll be in Springfield, man. Hell, man, maybe, you know what? I bet there'll be...
We should plan some stuff.
Maybe A-hole Bob and I, if not, we'll jump on the bikes and roll down for that show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right, man. Listen, love to everybody. Hope everything is great for you, and I can't wait to see your face.
Aw, thanks, Johnny. Thanks to everybody.
Always.
We'll see you soon, okay?
Great, Lizzie Hale. I love you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.